Thanks and good afternoon. Caltrans has closed a road near Hoopa as firefighters battle a blaze there. The fire was discovered in the Six Rivers National Forest, burning more than 30 acres of land near Mile 7 on Route 96. No structures are threatened, and the fire is burning grass, brush, snags, and hardwood. Three crews are fighting that fire. A man accused of a Rancho Sequoia homicide has been arraigned. Matthew Aaron Brown pled not guilty to the homicide in the southern Humboldt area near Alder Point. Meanwhile, detectives are investigating the shooting death 1 week ago of Neil Decker in a property dispute. In the ensuing neighborhood gunplay, another man, Scott Johnson, died on Monday. But authorities are still looking at the connection between Brown and the other shooting. Lieutenant Wayne Hansen said the area has stabilized again.
The situation that led to the homicide on Friday and the homicide on Monday, I think, have solidified violence associated with those homicides shouldn't erupt.
But in the rugged backwoods, neighborhood stability is a relative thing. It's a big area for growing marijuana, and Lieutenant Hansen said crime is common. He's been there 200 times in the course of his career.
There's an escalation of violence in the state. There's an escalation of violence in the county of Humboldt. I've been in law enforcement 30 years, and the escalation of violence is increasing, seems like every year. There's a multitude of factors for that. But for per capita, for 140,000 people, the violence rate is quite high for the county of Humboldt.
Detectives have spoken with scores of people in this ongoing investigation in an area where law enforcement has a way of seeking its own level. It's been legalized in Colorado and Washington State and shot down in California, and now Oregon voters will have the chance at the ballot box to consider legalizing the possession of marijuana. Backers of legalization have succeeded in getting a measure on the November ballot, and the proposal would allow people over the age of 21 to possess up to 8 ounces of marijuana and cultivate up to 4 plants for personal use. The Oregon State Liquor Commission would oversee the regulation and sale of marijuana, which would be taxed at $1.50 per gram or $35 an ounce. The revenue would be used for schools, law enforcement, drug treatment programs, and mental health programs. A Stockton man is facing a charge of catching crab over the legal limit, way over. Humboldt County deputies found 40-year-old Pei Vong of Stockton with 300 to 400 Dungeness crab in his vehicle when they stopped him on Murray Road. The legal limit is 10 crabs. Vong told deputies he caught them in Del Norte County. An officer with the Department of Fish and Wildlife has cited him with a violation and confiscated that crab. You're listening to the news on KINS. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Ask any of the county's 5 supervisors what is the number one issue they hear about the most from constituents, and it's a good bet that is public safety, particularly increased patrols from the sheriff's office. County residents will have a chance to pass a sales tax measure in November, adding a half cent to the sales tax countywide, with revenue earmarked for public safety, as Supervisor Ryan Sundberg explains.
There is some level of trust that people have to have from the supervisors saying, you know, this, we know what this is for. This is for public safety. And in my opinion, the sheriff's department is going to be first in line, because that's what I'm hearing from my district. Every budget meeting I've gone to for the last 3 years, people have been very, very clear what their priorities are.
Sundberg pointed out the county hired a polling firm to gauge public opinion and priorities, and that public safety was a chief concern. It's not just sheriff's deputies on patrol, however.
If this measure passes, that is going to be my priority, because I'm hearing it from the people in my district, and, you know, I'm their representative. Also, other people that need to be thought of and that can be part of this, that's public safety, and, you know, that's the probation department. You know, they watch the people after they get out. The DA's office, you need someone to prosecute the people. And then there's the fire departments that are going to be, you know, part of this as well. And I don't know if Mr. Woods meant to come off the way he did, but I'm hopefully he's supportive. He said, you know, that they may not be.
There's one thing residents and officials across the county can agree upon. It's the need for increased funding for public safety. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.